person 10 years ago.
Common law.
He was an early RCD Moore Cassette Club customer.
Early. 20 years too late.
Oh, no, I'm from 1700s.
I sent him music. In fact, I sent him the doldrums by way of introduction. And he sent me my first email when I had signed up to Hotmail. It says Moore's Code. First thing that I received.
Your very first email was from
Moore's Code.
Yeah. Moore's Code.
He wrote it. He said, asked to collaborate right then and there. And I
did?
Yes, you did. You're like, you want to collab? And it was like the last thing he said. I just never answered it directly. I was just like, it's like, yeah.
It was all about bedroom rock and roll.
But I didn't know that back then. There was no bedroom rock and roll back then. It was just rock and roll, and I wasn't part of it. So
naturally, I did not want to sleep with him. No. I just wanted to record. It's challenging. He is such a sellout. Just kidding. No, it took a little while, and I thought, uh-oh. A lot of people are going to say, uh-oh. Fun's over. Give me the yo.
Exactly. Just say what I sounded like. I really don't want to know your role. What?
Well, that was your music that I just mimicked.
Oh, what?
But it was inspired by R. Stevie Moore was doing the same kind of thing.
And you're the one with tinnitus.
What'd you say? It goes on. I'm curious what people that don't know. I mean, the earlier stuff up before this album is kind of different. I'm curious to know if people are gonna like
it. I hope it's a hit.
Before we jumped on it, yeah.
Before he didn't even know what they were getting themselves into, they got to hear blasted.
They only wanted to sign in because he kept saying, R.C. Moore.
Saying,
you gotta grab it.
Don't go there. Signing off on Faded TV. Read it in a week.
That's still rolling.
Oh my god. The part where he fucking attacks him. Truth comes up.
I sent him
the doldrums. Yes, in Little Highland Park.
You live in Watts, right?